I plan to read ongoing my travel of writing. It's still going on. But Dylan said I suggested Japanese. So I will read two haiku in English and Japanese. And there's some French translation if you like to read later. I can read. I mean, I try. Imonokawa muite banyu ni omomuku. Peeling potato skins, I get in touch with 1,000 things. Shall I try French?
Go ahead.
Je pelle de potat, je touche milk shows.
Here's that touch again.
Hayazaki no suisen mabushi wakare michi. Forked path, the dazzling early blooming daffodils. Our Porsche, John Kill, Pelek Jose, Eclatant.
Buy the book. Anyway, 5 euros. I can read in French, in Japanese, in English.
This is my book for this trip. Whenever I go for a trip, I bring a blank book and make a kind of write. But this one, I gave the book a title in New York before I left there. The book, the title is called A Stretch in Paradise. I took it from Henry Miller's Quiet Days in Cliché. And it's so the little collages, other things. And I wrote one poem in New York thinking about this Montmartre and this area. So it starts with this little writing. Painful or pleasurable, but nevertheless delightful. Stretch in Paradise, Montmartre. This poem, long poem, is written in New York. Looking at the mountain of the martyr from New York City. Saint Dionysius, Denis, decapitated on top of the mountain of a hardened earth in 250 AD, picked up his head and lifted to the sky heaven. The eyes in the head capture the darkness beyond the blue-gray void, and he started running, headless, holding his head in his arm hands. For 6 miles, almost 10 kilometers, he shouted, screamed, mumbled, uttered, murmured, Sepphoris, Sepphoris, again and again as he ran. On 84 Boulevard Rochechot, Le Chat Noir opened in 1881 and moved to the second location in 1885 and closed on 1896. Satie, whom I like to call by his first name Eric, lived on 6th Rue Cocotte, not too far from his workplace. Every season, the cobblestone hill was exposed to the essential elements of life, nature. Eric worked in a cabaret called Eternity, going up and down the hill. Toulouse was fragile, but normal when he was born. An accident he encountered in his prepubic period made him a freak. A normal upper body versus an abnormal lower body. He was forced to live in the valley between them. Mountain of the Martyrs had become his world, a miniature of an expansive universe. He moved to Paris directly from his birthplace in the south at the age of 18, wow, and never moved out of there. And he died in Paris at the age of 36, oops, in Montmartre, because he never moved out of Montmartre. The Mountain of the Martyrs, appropriately. French people love to eat rabbits, and they know how to cook well. How to cook them well. Agility of rabbits never fail to add more taste, subtle and fragrant, to the newly harvested local wine from the local vineyard. Theo's newlywed wife cooked for three of them at the third floor apartment on 55 Rue Lepic. Theo bought his brother canvases, paints, and brushes so his brother can work on the Mountain of Martyrs. It used to be a studio for artists. Now it's a museum. When you see the reminiscence of artists who drank earthquake, half absinthe, one portion of red wine, and a large, no, half portion of absinthe, and one full portion of red wine, and a large drop of cognac, that's earthquake, it's mixed. Of artists who drank earthquakes regularly. The history broken to pieces awaits tourists' glances. Like-minded people became friends on the top of the hill. Some ships sailed briefly, as others did lifelong. Vincent and Emile, Vincent and Toulouse, Vincent and Paul. A poet who arrived much, much later when they are all gone, washed dishes and enjoyed his solitude. That's Langston Hughes. Mm-hmm. On the same hill. To have Suzanne Valadon as your mother is a blessing and a curse, magnified to the maximum. At least his son was strong enough to die of alcoholism, escaping from committing a suicide. At an apartment at Rue de Douai, is it?
Douai.
Douai. Yeah, Rue de Douai. An artist's mother slept alone after taking care of her ailing child, that's true, living nearby. The son left her at 18 and then left her eternally at 36. Bateau Lavoir was not a boat, nor a laundromat. It was more like a commune in a collective style, but now it's just a name plaque. Quite a few of my mentors and teachers lived, worked there before they became known to the world. Being totally unknown, I desperately need to do a big wash before I fly to sun on the hill. Our friends moved from Rue Rambuteau to Rue Victor Massé, so now we stay in Pigalle. Avenue Frochot is right around the corner from the apartment, but its iron lace gate is closed to outsiders. Inside the gate, so much and so many things happen. Dumas, Goncourt, Delacroix, Musset, Berlioz, Saint-Beuve, Toulouse-Lautrec, Victor Hugo, Gustave Moreau, Jean Renoir, Django Reinhardt, Francois Truffaut, and Laura and Hattie were all here. Now, some well-known high-fashion designer lives there, but I'm not for anyone who caters to bourgeoisie, so I skip mentioning his name. On Avenue Frochot, son Jean wrote a book on his father, August. On Avenue Frochot, son Francois visited his father, Jean. Did you get it? Apolline Sabatier, who hosted a great salon in Avenue Frochot, shared the same first name with the daughter of our good friend Didi. And Didi shares the nickname with one of my favorite characters in one of my favorite plays. Do you know which one?
Waiting for Godot.
Bobo and Lily. And author of the play wrote it in the language which was not his mother tongue in this adapted form. Okay, right? Nobel Atom at 9 plus Pigalle was one of the most popular bars of the area when everybody competed collecting Japanese woodcut prints of the floating world. That's true. Cafe Welper was one of the Cafe Welper has one of the best hot chocolate. I'll go back there again and order one. While waiting to be served, I sit discreetly relaxed, pretending that I was one of those girls who are waiting for a customer in Henry Miller's Quiet Days in Crécy. There are so many ways to be martyrs. There are so many ways to lead to the top of the hill. Unaffected by progress and urbanization, a windmill of comedy divine still turns even when there is no wind. On the mountain of the martyrs, I cross an ocean of imagination in anticipation, so humble and jittery romantic to breathe the air open to the sky. That's the poem I wrote before I left. Okay, so the next, the new, the one I wrote, I read next century.
Can we continue?